Thank you so much for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. Today, John chapter 15, verses 1 and 2, where Jesus says, I am, here's the name, the true vine. I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. So Israel was familiar with the analogy of a vine. The nation was God's choice vine. And the psalmist wrote that Israel was a vine out of Egypt. God cleared the ground for it. It took deep root and filled the land. Psalm 80 says that about Israel. Prophet Hosea wrote that Israel was like a vine in the land of Canaan. God blessed her with much fruit. In other words, much prosperity. But as the nation prospered, Israel attributed their success to false gods instead of the Lord. They attributed their success to themselves and other gods instead of the Creator God. In the New Testament, Jesus likens the vine to himself. He is the true vine, fulfilling what God had intended for Israel. Think about that. Jesus says, every branch in me, every branch in me. That's not a reference to true believers, but those who profess to be believers. If the branch bears no fruit, it's dead, right? And God, the vine dresser, cuts it from the vine. On the other hand, if a branch produces fruit, the vine dresser takes care of it by pruning the branch so that it yields even more fruit. The sad truth of this passage is that there are many who profess to be followers of Jesus. They go to church, they sing the songs, but from day to day, there's no fruit. Nothing is alive on the vine. There's no evidence of new life, the transformational life that Jesus gives. So this is the question that has to be answered honestly by every person who professes to have a relationship with Jesus, right? Here's the question. Is there evidence of spiritual life? Is there spiritual fruit in my life? Am I a living branch attached to the true vine? And that's a question you've got to answer honestly. Lord Jesus, I ask that question, and I ask it honestly and sincerely, and so as I ask it, please assure me by your Spirit that I belong to you. If I can't have that assurance, Lord, today's the day when I make things right with you. I pray in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.